Nick, good afternoon. How are you?
Rich, how are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks. A good first step in your every week is a playoff game home stretch for the Black Bears.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. You know, it was a big win. Got the momentum back, so we got to keep it going. And, you know, we're looking at this week like it's another championship week. So, you know, we got the long bus ride out to Albany and looking to keep it going.
Defense forced a couple of turnovers. That was nice to see. And then at times, some struggles on defense as you kind of let them back in the game in the fourth quarter. Overall, what were the positives you saw defensively?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the turnovers were big. You know, it was really good to see that get turned around, and those resulted in points. And then, you know, I was disappointed in how we finished the game. Too many penalties. Can't let that team back in when they're down by that many scores going into the fourth quarter. You know, and it happened in all three phases, but we got to be a little bit cleaner and put teams away. But, you know, a win's a win, so we were happy about that, and it's always easier to clean some things up when you win.
On the offensive side of things, a very solid game for quarterback Joe Fignano. A couple of touchdowns, 249 yards. He was very efficient, and best of all, no sacks, no interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, that we keep preaching and talking about no turnovers. You know, we have some quarterback design stuff, but we're trying to take some hits off of him, and he's doing a good job of sliding and things like that. Was very efficient, like you were saying, but was also able to hit some explosives because we had really nice pass protection overall. And, you know, I think, there's some things we need to improve in the run game, but being able to go to it more takes a lot off of the offensive line and the quarterback, which I think allows us to, you know, be a little more productive in pass pro.
Well, and you also used a little trickery there early in the game, and Ernest Edwards threw the fourth touchdown pass of his career. I can't imagine there's anybody in the country that boasts his resume when it comes to the number of touchdown receptions, touchdown passes, kickoff returns, and those that he's scored on as a runner as well. There can't be anybody with that level of talent in four different areas.
Yeah, probably not. I'd have to find that person. But, you know, it's our job every week to make sure that Earn's getting the ball and that we do different things with him. He's a very talented young man. So we try to be creative in moving him around. And, I mean, at the end of the day, all that stuff's great, but he makes plays. He's the player, and he does an excellent job. And he came up big for us on Saturday.
He sure did. Well, now you take to the road, as you mentioned, the long trip to Albany, and the way the CAA is this year in all of FCS football, everybody's in it still, and this Albany team is off to a great start, 5-3, and I think a 3-1 conference record. This becomes a great opportunity for you to throw yourselves right back into the mix with a win on the road.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a really, really good team, and, you know, they're starting to do some really good things offensively, and, you know, they've always been very stout on defense, especially up front, and they have some very good defensive backs as well. So, you know, I think this is a really quality opponent that we're going against, and it's going to be a CAA game, so, you know, it's going to be a battle, but, you know, we're very focused on what we need to do and what we need to control, and, you know, it's got to be the championship mindset again. Our guys got to have that urgency because, you know, it's going to be a tough game no matter what, and, you know, we got to find a way to win.
So you head out Thursday. How far do you go before you camp down Thursday night and get a little rest?
We're going to go 6 hours to Connecticut, but pretty close to Springfield College, which is where we'll practice on Friday. So we're actually going a little bit farther than we normally do, but it's so that the Friday isn't as much driving.
All right. Well, travel safe. Have a good week of practice, and we will see you out there Friday night.
All right, Rich. Thanks.
Thank you. It's Coach Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718. By Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows, Front Street in Bangor. Now, because of Maine's travel schedule, no football coaches show this Thursday night at the Sea Dog, as the Bears will be, as you heard from Nick, on the road over to the Springfield area. Black Bear Reports also presented by Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Give them a call at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com. Of course, more on Maine football throughout the week. Thursday, Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports looks around the FCS ranks. And Friday, Bob Lucy and I will have the game plan from somewhere on the road to Albany. Maybe as far as Springfield, I don't know. But we'll check in, and the crew from FCS Nation Radio takes a look around the CAA too, as we cover Black Bear football and Black Bear sports like nobody else can do.